I'm Bill Radke. I moved to Western Washington when my father came to work for Boeing. That's the story for a lot of us around here, including many of the Boeing machinists who are debating how to keep the 777 production in Everett. Their Boeing story is personal and it's generational. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph talks to a two-generation Boeing family about its own future as the company weighs its commitment to Washington State.
Okay. Put your hand on the table like I showed you here, okay? And then hit the ball slow, real easy, like nice and slow.
We're standing around the pool table in a well-kept suburban home, the gathering ground for a family with deep ties to Boeing.
Okay, now hit it.
Around that table,
My husband, my father-in-law, and all three kids.
This is Andrea Simmons. She's the link that ties together this multi-generational Boeing family. A grandfather of hers was a 747 pilot. Now Odin, her husband, builds the 747. He's a machinist, like his father Don before him, who once worked on the 777 line.
Guess what we're playing? Balls.
We're doing a lesson 101 on pool here.
That's Don Simmons. He joined Boeing after a military career. As a young single father, he raised four children in an apartment in Kent and supported his ex-wife. All on a machinist's salary and a lot of overtime. He left Boeing at age 55 after his knees were crushed in an accident on the shop floor. Despite that experience, he supported his son Odin's decision to go to Boeing after Odin's work in construction dried up. Odin had even trained as an underwater dive welder, but then that work disappeared too.
And that's when I applied at Boeing.
Don says he felt good about his son's decision.
And it's a place to be able to fly high as you can if you are let and trained and assisted on the way. But I had to tell him, it's a great career place if you can make it past the first three layoffs.
So far, Odin's still there, though orders for 747s are dwindling. Now his work includes attaching the 747's tail fin to its fuselage. He stands up to his chest in the hole in the roof of the plane.
And it's my job from the internal side of the airplane to make sure that everything's lined up before they finally drop the vertical fin onto the airplane. With a hole just large enough for your shoulders to fit into, and you're counting on that crane operator to be dead center.
Odin makes $20 an hour. That's below the machinist average of around $30 an hour. It's not much money with three children to support. It's Andrea's job at a nonprofit that covers the mortgage on their home in Monroe. But if all goes well, Odin will top out in a few years at $35 an hour, about $73,000 a year before overtime. And the Boeing packages always meant a safety net for the family, a guaranteed pension, low-cost health insurance. Leon Grunberg is a sociology professor at the University of Puget Sound and a co-author of a book on Boeing's relationship with its workers.
Boeing's wages, when you get to the top of the wage scale, the benefits they have, is one of the few remaining companies that is offering a middle-class lifestyle for a blue-collar worker who doesn't have a college education.
But that's been under attack for years. And with the 777X contract proposal, Odin says the sense of insecurity is growing.
The whole first proposal was a slap in the face. It was a statement of, well, we don't really think we should have to pay you guys what you're getting paid. We think we are overcompensating everybody here. We want to raise your health care premiums to where, for my family and my situation, I would have been paying an additional $400 a month.
I don't have an extra $400 a month in my budget. Who has that?
Boeing and the machinists already have a contract. The extension the company wants workers to sign would reduce employee benefits in exchange for the 777X production line. Andrea says she doesn't want to make that trade.
Why would a family do that? I mean, that's one of the only reasons that working for Boeing is worth it.
Boeing says these cuts are necessary to preserve the company's future in a competitive global market. Leon Grunberg says unions like the machinists know they're among the last to have benefits like pensions. But, he says, they don't want to see those benefits disappear altogether.
It's really one of the last defensive, quixotic battles to defend the middle class for the blue-collar worker.
It's also a battle for the future of this family's work, in this generation and beyond.
Okay.
Andrea says her young son has a fascination for airplanes. She's open to a future for him at Boeing, if it is still there. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.